This is Morning Edition from NHPR. It has been a busy session for the House Election Law Committee in Concord, with dozens of bills filed to tinker with different parts of the state's voting systems. Today, three major bills will be up for a final vote in the House. NHPR's Casey McDermott has been covering voting issues this session, and she joins us now to give us a sense of what to expect. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Casey, what's on deck today?
So the big one that's probably drawn the most debate all session is SB 3. This is that controversial election law bill that's drawn a lot of debate. It would ban people who are in the state for only temporary purposes, which the bill defines as, for example, working on a political campaign, from voting here in the state's elections. And it would impose a lot of more strict voting verification measures to make sure that the people who are voting on election day can prove their domicile in the state after the election.
As you said, this has been the controversial bill, and this has been very partisan. Where does it stand now?
So this version is a little different than the one that we saw pass through the Senate last time around. This time around, the big changes are some language around college students' eligibility. As you'll recall, there was a lot of debate over whether this bill would ban college students from voting. It would not. This includes more clear language to say that the same eligibility standards that are currently used for college students would still be used this time around if this bill passes. But the bill also has another provision that would give the Secretary of State the power to help with voter verification if towns don't want to do that themselves. That was in response to a lot of the concerns that we heard from municipal officials who were worried that this bill would place too large a burden on those offices. Now they have the option to forward any cases that are unverified from voters to the Secretary of State.
How likely is this to pass?
So it sailed through the Senate and the House Election Law Committee along party lines, but could face a little bit of a tougher hill in the full House. As we've seen, it's been very unpredictable this session. Mm-hmm. A big question mark seems to really be what the more libertarian-minded lawmakers will do. That group can be kind of inherently hard to pin down because they're so independent-minded. Some of them seem to think it goes too far and have concerns about certain privacy aspects of the bill. But it sounds like some others seem to think it doesn't go far enough and, you know, might block it on that basis as well.
Okay, so SB 3 isn't the only one to watch at this point. There are a few others to watch, aren't there?
Right. So there's one bill that would let towns start to pilot e-pollbook technology. So that basically would replace the paper-based checklists that we're all familiar with in terms of showing up at the polls on an election day.
Digital voter rolls?
Right, yeah. Right. So this wouldn't be actually voting electronically, but this would be checking in electronically.
Okay.
And that would begin the process of seeing, you know, is this an option that towns might want to explore down the road. Another bill that is up for a vote today came out of the dispute over rescheduling town elections earlier this year because of that big March snowstorm around town meeting day.
Right.
This would create a study committee to look at some of the issues that came up that time around. There was a dispute between some municipalities and the Secretary of State's office. The governor got involved. So this would kind of try to hammer that out. But it also has a new section that is not related to any of those issues. This section would make some changes to the absentee ballot procedures in New Hampshire.
Now, why? Where did that come from?
That comes from a lawsuit that was filed a few weeks ago by the ACLU. That organization sued the state saying that it unconstitutionally has been tossing hundreds of voters' absentee ballots without giving them proper notice that they're doing so because a moderator might find that their handwriting doesn't match between the application and the ballot itself. The legislation that is coming forward today would make some changes to just let people know that when they're filling out their absentee ballots, their handwriting is going to be under scrutiny and that it could be tossed if it doesn't match between those two forms. But as far as I know, the lawsuit is still moving forward even as those changes are being made.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on how all of these fare today. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Rick.
For more coverage of these and other big changes coming up in the legislature this session, you can check out our coverage online always. It's at nhpr.org. And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.